do you think your time in college playing baseball affected you as a how do you think it prepared you?
Well, I mean, obviously it gives you three more years to, you know, kind of grow up and learn. You're on your own. You're still connected with, you know, university guys that are kind of your same age. So, really just kind of let me develop. I wasn't ready out of high school, so it gave me a chance to, obviously, grow as a baseball player and as a person.
Okay, with the rise of sabermetrics, guys like Billy Bean have really focused on college players. Now they're starting to kind of like take a step back and look at high school players, which they never did before. Would you give any high school players advice either to go into the draft or to go to college? What do you think is a better thing to do?
Kids I do talk to that have that, if they're even questioning it, go to college. And just the experience and the camaraderie that you have and that connection, during the times I played, guys that didn't go to college, that signed out of high school, always wish they would have went to college. So, there's no guarantee that you're going to make it in the major leagues. You could be a professional player but not make it very far. But you get that education, you obviously have something else to fall back on.
I mean, speaking of which, you got one scholarship to go play baseball. Were you ever thinking of possibly doing something else?
You go to school. It's one of those things that I wasn't even a starter when I first, got there. So, you obviously look around and see what you want to do besides baseball. And, fortunately things, kind of went my way and I was able to play, but, you have to have some other options.
So what were your other options?
Well, I was going to be in a business degree, but, it's still stuff that I use today, just having gone through and made enough money to kind of do little business ventures here and there. It's fun to have.
Okay, and for college, you go to the White Sox, spent some time in AA, before in 89, and then 90. Right. You had kind of a rough rookie season before everything started to click in 91. What was that rookie year like?
It was rough, and I think, if I would have had that at any other time, when I was younger, I don't know how I would have handled it. So it's nice to be able to, have the extra 3 years and have some maturity to be able to handle it. But, it's a brutal sport when it's not going well.
Okay, you had some great years with the White Sox, and you get to the Mets, and you guys right away are on the cover of Sports Illustrated, best infield ever. How did that feel to be a part of an infield that was that solid?
It was great. I mean, it was a great time in my life. We're going from the White Sox, and now I'm in a new situation, and the Mets haven't done that great lately, and, all of a sudden, it kind of explodes, and we're in the playoffs, and it was just an exciting time, so, really a great time in my life.
Okay, you had a really nagging ankle injury at the end of your career, a lot of problems with it. You had a cane for a while after you played. How are you feeling now?
I'm good. I had an ankle transplant, so I'm, doing well. I mean, I can walk, play golf, all those types of things. So, fortunately, I'm not really affected by it anymore, but it was for a while.
Okay, so what do you think the future holds for you?
Well, I just like doing, I do the College World Series and things like that. So I like staying with the college sports and just having fun with it.
Was it kind of an easy transition into broadcasting, or was it something that you really had to
work it's work. It's a lot more work than people think, and especially at the college level, you got to learn these kids and the programs, but it's been fun. I mean, I've really enjoyed, ESPN's given me an opportunity to do the College World Series, and I just love doing it.
Okay, last question. Is there a player at the college level that's coming up that kind of reminds you of yourself when you were playing?
I'd say Ackley the last couple of years at North Carolina was probably, even though he's much faster than I am, but we were very similar. I mean, we weren't really big guys, but he just always seemed to be able to put the ball in play.